With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Maybe I'm crazy, but Lonzo needs a little more LeVar in him.
I've been saying Lonzo needs to gain some weight.
Maybe I'm crazy. Welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. I'm Joy Taylor. That's Brandon Newman. Hello, Brandon.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? That's a nice shirt.
Yes, thank you
so much.
That's
a good show.
Thank you. I'm repping Fox.
Is that why you're wearing it?
Yeah, it's the best show on television.
It's a very good show. Yeah, I like it a lot. My shirt's better, but
let's start off.
Playing for
that
seconds
way.
Anyway, so it's fine.
Okay. Start competing.
Lonzo's gonna get his man body eventually, but that's not what I'm talking about. We've got a lot to talk about. LeVar's making everybody angry. He's got everyone triggered right now. Talk about that. National championship game was last night.
Yes.
Georgia teams, they don't know how to hold on to a lead, huh? There's no amount of points that's enough.
It's not fair.
It's really not. stop comparing Nick Saban to Bill Belichick. And we've got petty wars in New England, speaking of Bill Belichick, and some serious losers this week. And we're going to talk about the Golden Globes a little bit.
Yes.
Because we've got a president on the way.
Ooh.
Full tease for later.
I take.
I think I'm the one that encouraged her to run, actually.
Oh, it was
I feel
you.
Like as soon as I tweeted it, then everyone was like, oh my God, that's a great idea. I was not thinking that from that speech. Anyway, we're talking about Oprah. All right, so let's start with LeVar. Over the weekend, LeVar Ball called out everyone in the world. And he called out Nick and Chris. Shout out First Things First.
Yes.
Very upset with Nick
and
Chris.
What a plug.
It was a great plug, actually. Thank you, LeVar. and he also called out Luke Walton, who is the coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, as we know. So he doesn't have control of the team anymore. They don't want to play for him. And everyone's bothered. Everyone is triggered about it. Lonzo has to answer for it. Luke Walton's got to talk about it. And everyone's being political. I like LeVar. I think I've been pretty clear about that.
Yeah.
I support LeVar. I am aware that LeVar is loud and obnoxious, but so am I. So I don't know what to do with that. Like, I get it. If you're going to be a personality, you're going to annoy people. There are people out there who legitimately hate my existence. I'm okay with that. It is what it is. Like, you're not. I would rather die than live my life trying to make that particular person happy.
Right.
And most people should be that way, but yourself. And
you're not on LeVar's level yet, but you can get there.
No, I don't want to. Why would I want to be LeVar? Like, that's not who I am. I'm just saying everyone has their own
level of hatred.
Everyone who's a personality has their own brand of obnoxious. That's my point.
Okay.
And so his obnoxiousness doesn't bother me. And I support him wanting to be an entrepreneur and do his own thing and be anti-establishment. But this is the issue. The other thing that came out was the Better Business Bureau, the original Triple B, gave Big Baller Brands.
Shuts out.
Thank you for that. An F rating, which is bad. F is for bad.
That is not passing.
It's
remember
not passing.
Before, D is
F,
passing.
We were not clear earlier if D was passing grade, because I've never had it. Actually, I have had a D.
Yeah.
I got a D in biology. I will never forget that woman. She had wiry fingers.
Add her, Joy.
You know what? I'm not a good.
Add her.
This is a little pause. I'm not a good test taker. I don't remember her name. I wish I remember her name. I remember her face, though, and her stupid wiry fingers.
Mm.
I'm not good at science and math. Not my thing. I failed the test portion of the class, which is the main portion, obviously.
That's where you get the grades.
That's where you get the grades.
Yeah.
I know there's a lab, too, with biology.
Yeah.
And I got an A in the lab, and I got an F on the test things. So I feel like it balances out to a C.
You can't charm your way out of a test, Joy.
That
you can charm your way.
That literally equals a C. An F and an A equals C. I'd take that stupid class again. Anyway, that aside, LeVar got an F rating. Big Baller Brand got an F rating, which means that they're not taking care of their business. So the bottom line is this. LeVar, and just travel with me here, if you will. LeVar is becoming an Icarus. He's just growing too big for his own good and too rapidly. And in order for a revolution to be successful, it still has to have a base. It still has to be organized. If you're going to take down the establishment, you still have to put in a new establishment. Like, right. We're sheep. We need the cage. Like, it's what it is. Like, otherwise, we just wander around. Yeah. We need to know where, okay, we got to stay in these things. So if you're going to create a new system, there has to be a system. And obviously, he's failing at that with his business side of it. So it's just spiraling out of control with LeVar. And now he is in Lithuania with Jello and Mello. And Jello and LaMelo.
Can I just call him
Jello and Mello? Everyone calls him that.
I think, yeah, it's fine. Okay. Jello and Mello.
Anyway, so they're in Lithuania doing their thing, which is cool. Great. I support it. Make that work. Come back. Create your own league. Everything else. I'm cool with all of it. But you got to do it the right way. Now, the issue that everyone is having now is that he's calling out Luke Walton, which he said he wouldn't do, which I don't care about what he said he was going to do. It's LeVar. Who cares what he said?
Yeah.
He's completely as advertised. Big baller brand. This is his
so
brand.
True,
like,
yeah.
This is nothing LeVar does should surprise you at this point. If it's still surprising you, then you just heard about LeVar Ball.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. But the fact that he's not taking care of his business actively was surprising to some people. I, for one, didn't think that he was going to be successful off top with this big baller brand. Like, the first guinea pig, the person who starts stuff, usually fails.
Okay, but everybody's not great at everything. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You are great at being the face of something. So be that. Be the mouth. But put an infrastructure in place of people that do know what they're doing. Hire someone who knows how to run a clothing business, who knows how to take an order, put the thing in the box, write the print the label, put in the thing, take it to the people, and then the people take it to the people who ordered the thing.
But the problem is we celebrate LeVar for putting his family in positions to succeed in things like that. But now the Better Business Bureau is saying, yeah, it's cool your family's working for you and everybody's doing everything, but they're not doing a good job.
Oh, that's fine. Like, that can be solved by hiring somebody who knows what they're doing.
Okay.
Just pay them, you know, pay them what you need to pay them and get that part handled. The bigger portion to me is the Lakers and Lonzo, because Lonzo is the thing that legitimizes all of this.
Right.
And he is at risk right now because LeVar is calling out Luke Walton, I don't know, Luke. I don't know that what LeVar is saying is untrue. Like, when you're losing, everything seems worse. But I don't know that Luke does have control of the locker room or not. I don't know that that's true. It would appear that he doesn't if they're losing this way. It's not like they don't have talent on the team.
Right.
I'm not saying that they should be competing for the Western Conference, but, you know.
They've had to switch up the starting lineup a lot.
Fine. I'm not saying what LeVar is saying is untrue or unwarranted. The problem is he is saying it.
Yeah.
And his teammates are going to have to answer for it. And Luke's already had an answer for it, and Zoe's already had an answer for it. So LeVar aside, this is what has to happen. If this whole thing is going to work, Lonzo's been all aw shucks his whole routine this entire time, which is, I think, his personality. He has a little bit of a, you know, a swaggy side. You get the videos of him dancing and he's rapping and stuff, but that's kind of more an intimate thing with him. His public persona is, it's my dad. Yeah, I need Papa to play better. Which is fine. Like, that's cool. But it's now starting to affect his actual team. So, we've seen this before. LeBron James came into the league. Mama James was out there. Yelling at people, making all this noise, talking about her little baby boy, which
dating
is what
teammates.
Moms tend to do. I'm sure if my brother was on that level, my mom would have been right out there. She wore her 99 mom jersey to every single game. Okay? She was not quiet. I'm not going to get into it, but there's a good thing there's not a lot of social media. There was no social media back in the day. That's all I'm going to say.
We would have learned about Joe Taylor.
Or we would have learned about Miss Gigi a long time ago. Okay? So we saw it with LeBron's mom. What did LeBron do? Told her to sit down right now.
Yes.
Saw it with Kevin Durant's mom. And I love Mama Durant. She's great. But they had their issues where she wasn't around and she was in the front row talking about give it to Kevin. I mean, she was out there and she still is. But there comes a point where the player has to put his family life in check. And sometimes it's not about the money. Like, there's a whole 30 for 30s about broke. You know, like when you become a professional athlete, there is a certain, forget the money, there's fame. You can't buy fame. And that is the currency that LeVar is taking from Lonzo right now. So not every time that you come into the league is someone coming from nothing. They were just kicking it in Chino Hills. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously they have come into a lot more money now.
Right.
But it's not like they came from poverty. So the situation is that Lonzo has to come out and say that LeVar doesn't speak for him. I'm not saying he needs to denounce LeVar. I'm not saying he needs to say that he is not speaking to him anymore or he has nothing to do with his life or anything dramatic. Just say he doesn't speak for me. Because he's literally calling out his teammates.
Yeah.
He really said get rid of everybody except for Julius Randle. And who else did he say?
It was Larry Nance. Yes, yes.
We don't need anybody else? Kuzma? Yeah. We're not kicking it with Kuzma
they
anymore?
They might need a little bit more, but that Kuzma's on
the
outs.
He's outside of the trust circle. I felt like they were homies.
Yeah, he's not homies with LeVar, obviously. Listen, what do we compare LeVar Ball to? We compare him to a Little League dad screaming at the coaches, right? This happens everywhere. There's times where my mom and my father have called and made emails to my defensive coordinator at Notre Dame saying, Brandon needs to be playing. Brandon Newman needs to be playing. My boy, you put my boy in the game. Because they thought that they were taking away money from this fantasy fame and money that they thought I was going to get from being a player. I had to say, listen, they don't speak for me. And they haven't spoken to me for a long time. That's just how my family is set up. That's not how the Ball family is set up.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Everybody's family dynamic is different. Right. I personally do not believe that because you are my family, I have to deal with you. I am not that person. If you make my life difficult, in general, if you are a person that makes my life difficult in any way, your time in my bubble is going to be very short-lived. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to get rid of you. I don't have that in me. I'm not a perseverer of things that bother me. It's not how I operate.
It's on the record for you now. Good.
This should be news to no one. If you've known me for 5 minutes, you know my tolerance for irritation is incredibly low. It's an unsafe level. I don't care if you're family or not. If you make things harder for me on a consistent basis because you are selfish or whatever it is that your issue is, you're not in my life. Now, that's not common. Some people feel this moral obligation to keep people around because they're family. That's cool. I understand that.
Right.
Like, that's obviously how this family operates. But at one point or another, you have to have your own identity. And I don't know if Lonzo has that in him, but if it doesn't come out of him, it's going to be a problem. It's going to end his career because it's one thing to call out a coach. It's one thing to call out an organization. It's another thing entirely to call out teammates.
Yeah.
And that's where we are right now. So all I'm saying is you've seen it before. LeBron did it. Durant did it. I'm sure there are tons of examples of other players in all sports that have had to have a conversation with their parents, superstars that have had a conversation with their parents. This is how it's going to work. And I understand LeVar is an outlier. We have not seen this before, but it has to happen because otherwise it's all going to fall apart. If Lonzo falls apart,
it's coming. I think Lonzo needs to be more like you and not more like LeVar. Never,
I don't recommend that for anyone.
Yeah, just come out of pocket. Just let everybody know. Off top.
To let you know, this has been 30, almost 31 years of work, all right? It's a very delicate thing.
That's true. That's fair.
It's up here, you know. It's like this.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend that. Maybe just, you know, do like LeBron does. Follow that model.
Okay.
Do like LeBron does. Don't.
In doubt.
I would
do as LeBron do.
I doubt that I would handle it properly. That's for sure. Now that the NBA season is starting to heat up, I want to talk about another podcast that we do here at Fox Sports, and that is Chris Broussard's In the Zone. Each week, Chris breaks down what's trending in the NBA with the biggest names in the league. Previous guests include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, John Wall, and everyone's favorite, Lonzo and LeVar. So if you love the NBA, make sure you subscribe to the In the Zone podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it.
In
or out, am I in or out? In or out, am I in or out? Okay. Alabama defeated Georgia last night in the college football national championship, 26-23, making the fifth national championship for Alabama under Nick Saban and the sixth championship for him overall. Some football fans are tired of Saban's dominance and think he has nothing left to prove. Joy, are you in or out on officially calling Nick Saban the greatest football coach ever?
Yeah, out.
What?
No disrespect to Nick Saban, although I am not a fan. For reasons I'll get into in just a moment. As a college football coach, the only other person that you're going to argue is better than him, because, I mean, we play for championships, right? We play for keeps.
I guess.
No, there's no guess. That's yeah. what that's what mm-hmm. it, that's what it is.
That's you play the for, narrative. You play,
okay. You play for championships.
Yes.
And so the only other person you're going to compare him to is Bear Bryant.
Yes.
So it really, in that case, you're just arguing eras.
Right.
Right? So, and Sam is going to win more, so eventually he will pass him, and then he'll be unequivocally Whoa. The greatest college football coach of all time.
Why do you think Saban's going to win more?
Because a freshman just won the national championship game last
Hawaiian
night.
Punch. Listen.
Tua?
Yes, whatever his name is.
Tua
Tatuti. Tua Savani.
I still nailed this.
You knew the name?
I said it like 15 times today. What is it? Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Tuck who?
Tagovailoa. It's not Viola.
Tip of the tongue.
Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa.
Viola Davis.
Listen, Tua, it's Tua. All right? Okay, Tua. It's Tua from
Tutu.
Now on.
They call Tutu a lot. They
no,
said...
I think his name is Tua. That's what we're going to call him. His mama call him Tua. I'm going to call him Tua. All right? His name is Tua. Okay. Anyway, Tua is a freshman.
Okay.
Okay? They're already favored to win next year's championship.
They had no film on them.
Ain't no film.
Yeah, they had no film on them, Joy.
Ain't no film on them, and now they have a half. So that's exciting.
I'm not
break
saying,
that down.
I'm not as a college football fan, I am not saying Alabama's going to win the national championship next year because they had a Hawaiian freshman that came in and played amazing when his number was called. Get out of here. All those coordinators are gonna leave. He's gonna face off against somebody else who he coached, and somebody's gonna finally
What's
win.
What's today's date?
The 8th, or 2nd, or 9th,
okay. Just mark this down so I can play this for you next year.
What?
At this time when they win the national
Please, season. It's not going to happen.
Anyway, okay, maybe they won't win next year because something will happen, all right?
Yes.
But the point of the matter is Nick Saban isn't going anywhere and Alabama isn't going anywhere and they're going to win another national championship game. That is not the point. In the next 2 years, Alabama will win another national championship.
That's a hot
take. Fiery for you?
That's
okay.
Pretty hot.
Anyway, he is the best college football coach of all time, but he's not the best football coach of all time because there's this thing called the NFL, and it's harder.
It's not harder. It's harder to coach college football than it is coaching the NFL.
No.
In no way is that accurate.
You're talking about professionals who are paid millions of dollars at the highest level of competition.
Versus,
what are you talking about?
Joy,
versus what?
Nick Saban
versus
is taking...
what? Having an awesome facility that you can recruit the best players to and, I don't know, get the money from the boosters. And then you dominate for 4 years straight because you keep them consistently and then you groom the next one. I'm not even going to break down the difference between college and NFL. It's not a question. All right?
Getting a kid
First
at
of all,
18
Bill
years
Belichick,
old.
Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time because he coaches in the NFL. And speaking of the NFL, this is also why Nick Saban is not the greatest coach of all time. I'm giving him college and that's fine. But he went to the Dolphins and he was 15-17 and he ruined my life, and he was mean to everybody down there. Everyone in Miami can't stand him. I know nobody cares about Miami but me, but that is an actual fact, and that happened. That happened, okay? It happened, and we have the proof, all right? He was down there, and he was terrible. Now, I will give him this small, minuscule nugget that someone decided to pass on Drew Brees, and it was allegedly not him. And I believe him because the doctors would not sign off on Drew Brees. And instead, we got Dante Culpepper. And maybe the whole world would be different. So, if you hate Nick Saban, blame the Dolphins.
Okay, I don't hate Nick Saban.
If you hate Nick Saban's dominance at Alabama, you can blame the Dolphins. Because the Dolphins wouldn't give him Drew Brees. And even though I still think he would be terrible at the NFL because he doesn't know how to talk to people.
Dominance.
That happened. So, it's really the Dolphins' fault.
I would say this, though.
The whole world, it's a butterfly effect.
If I have any ill will towards Nick Saban, it is because when I was getting recruited, I was really good in high school football, Joy. I remember I told you about that.
I rocked
really
in high school,
good.
Bro.
Oh, my gosh. Roll the footage, okay? Roll that beautiful bean footage. Okay. I was great in high school. Out of all the scholarship offers that I received, Nick Saban...
How many did you get?
When Alabama offered me...
What schools recruited you, for real?
I mean...
Gas yourself up.
Notre Dame, Stanford, Alabama,
You went to Notre
Michigan,
Dame over Alabama?
Louisville, Kentucky, you know, all
just because you got most, that stupid tattoo?
No, I was pretty smart in high school. They loved me because they said I had an offensive lineman mind and a defensive lineman's body because I had a 3.9 going into into my senior year. Yeah, I know.
So smart.
Anyways, out of all the people that offered me scholarships, Nick Saban was the only head football coach that I did not speak to on the phone. I got offered a scholarship to Alabama without speaking to the head coach. And it was the only time. Brian Kelly was at Cincinnati at the time, called me and offered me a scholarship. I said, no, it's in Cincinnati. I mean, like, I'm going to.
Yeah, no, Cincinnati's not great.
I'm not going to play college football in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's better than Cleveland, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Anyways, I'm saying, think about that. Nick Saban didn't have time to get on the phone and offer
Saban somebody. Ain't got time for you, Brandon Newman. Are you taking that scholarship and be grateful that you were on his board?
Listen, I bet that defensive lineman that went there got a phone call from Nick Saban. He was on the phone with him.
I bet he saw that Alabama was recruiting him and was like.
Yeah. I wanted to go somewhere with
thank
the.
Thank you.
Push my mind, Joy.
Okay, let's well, move on. You know, that's let's why you're on. Sitting across from me right now.
Let's move on to let's move on to another great. Tell me about it. My dad's so disappointed. Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Blake Bortles. What do all these quarterbacks have in common, Joy? Their dreams
wait,
of taking
run
their
that
team.
Down, run down that again. Run down that list
Tom
again.
Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Blake Bortles.
Well,
Bortles. There is Bortles. One, there how do you say his name?
Bortles.
Bortles.
There is one thing in common with all of them.
You talking about their skin?
No.
They are quarterbacks?
No.
Well, should I finish?
Come on. You know what I'm talking about. Go on. What is the comparison? What are you saying? What are you asking?
I don't. You got to tell me off air. I don't understand this. Please comment on the comments what she's talking about. Their dreams of keeping the Super Bowl, taking their team to the Super Bowl are still alive.
Oh, correct. Okay.
For some, Blake Bortles. Buttholes? Bortles? Bortles?
It's
Bortles.
Bortles.
Some say Blake Bortles isn't a good quarterback because Jacksonville, when they beat the Bills, mm-hmm. the UCF legend had more rushing yards than he did passing yards. That happens, right?
Sure.
Others who are right and are following my logic say he's the LeVar Ball quarterback, so he's changing the game. Pause. Joy, are you in or out on changing your position on Blake?
Out.
Explain yourself.
First of all, I resent the fact that you're comparing Blake Bortles to LeVar Ball because in no way does he have the same impact on society. Second, I'm going to just be such a curmudgeon about this Blake Bortles cult society. I've just had it with this whole thing. I'm so over it. Third, they beat the Bills 10-3. They're like rocking my world with that game. Thank you for stealing those hours out of my life.
Nate Pete got in the game.
Nate Pete
got in the game at the very end.
Good for him. Yeah, he passed for 87 yards.
Yeah, he rushed for 88.
Okay.
Double threat.
Listen, Blake Bortles is, and I mean this in the kindest way possible, because I truly don't want to be disrespectful to Trent Dilfer.
Please.
But, and I mean, I'm not joking. Like, I really don't want to be, I don't want to disrespect Trent Dilfer.
Don't
but
do it.
It is disrespectful to compare Blake Bortles to Trent Dilfer, but that is what he's doing. It's the defense that is awesome. The Jags have the best defense in the NFL. They're better than the Vikings.
I've said Blake Bortles is the Brad Johnson of this team.
I don't want to hear any more about Blake Bortles. I'm out on Blake Bortles. Well, if you want to hitch your ride to Blake Bortles, do what you want to do. All right, but it's over next week, and it was fun. Congratulations, Jacksonville. You had a fun run.
Okay. I will try to stay on board with forgetting Blake, but I didn't know that before you just said this. So the next one has a little Blake Bortles in it.
Bortles?
Little Bortles.
Okay.
The Bills obviously lost to the great Blake Bortles. We all know that would happen. What we didn't know is that O.J. Simpson would be in Vegas taking pictures with Bills fans.
Correct.
Joy, are Bills you mafia. In or out on taking pictures with O.J.?
Out. I'm out on taking pictures with OJ.
What?
And I'm done with OJ. Okay? Wait, and the rest of us, everyone's done with OJ. Okay? Thank you, OJ. Bye-bye.
You can't take Bortles and OJ away from me in the same episode.
Okay. I mean, listen, I don't think.
And R. Kelly?
I don't think. What? Okay. Well, R. Kelly wasn't on the record, but I said earlier before the podcast started, because you were singing R. Kelly. There is no. R. Kelly is not involved in this situation.
I believe I can fly, though. That song.
I'm done with R. Kelly also. Okay. I don't care. I'm Xing him off the list. 2018 is supposed to be better. I'm done with R. Kelly. All right. And I'm done with OJ. Let's leave OJ in 2017. I'm sorry, OJ. Bye bye. Go to your house, play a little golf, and stay out of my life. Yeah. I don't want to see any OJ in Vegas out taking pictures. All right. It's not cute. We're done with this. We're done with OJ, okay? Can we please be done with OJ?
You realize the juice is actually loose right
no,
now, though.
No, I don't want the juice. Look, it's fine. All right? You paid your debt to society. And I say that in the loosest terms possible, okay? With zero sarcasm, all right? But it is what it is, and you've been paroled. Get out of my life. I'm done with OJ. And no, I would not take a picture with OJ before you even think about asking me that question.
For the Hall of Fame. For your personal picture of the Hall of Fame in your house. I grew up with pictures of my mom taking pictures of Muhammad Ali and Denzel Washington. Those pictures of my mom.
They're the same as OJ Simpson.
If she had a picture of OJ, I was like, oh, mom, who's that? She's like, oh, he's the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's how she would describe OJ Simpson?
He changed culture. He changed the world.
Oh, yeah, he changed the world for sure. For sure.
So we're going to leave him. Okay.
Yes, we're done with OJ Simpson. Right. Okay, we're done. I thought we all agreed on that after that we watched that parole hearing that we were done with OJ. We're like, okay, OJ is out.
Good content.
Dude's wearing the Kansas City Chiefs tie. It was like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I followed him on Twitter.
And we decided that we're done with this, right? Yeah. And now we're taking pictures with OJ.
He's wearing a LeSean McCoy jersey.
We're done. I just want to be clear. Very specifically clear. Right. We're done with OJ.
Okay,
I don't want to see any more OJ.
Moving on then. Okay. This is kind of, we'll see. Allison Janney, speaking of OJ.
Love her. Speaking of OJ.
I'm sorry. It was like a thing. It was like a media thing.
Oh, my mom.
Okay. Allison Janney took home the Golden Globe for her role in I, Tonya.
I have to see it.
Where Janney plays the mother of Tonya Harding, famed American figure skater with a little bit of a troubled past. Joy, are you in or out on celebrating Tonya Harding?
That's quite a bio for Tonya Harding.
Little checkered pants.
So celebrating Tonya Harding was because if you watch the Golden Globes,
yes,
which I don't know how I feel really about watching award shows anymore. I feel like I'm too old for that.
Yeah.
But it was on, so whatever. I'm watching the them give it this award to her.
Yes,
and it's like, oh, like Tonya Harding's here.
She also said, thank you for telling your story, sharing your story. It's that quote.
Tonya Harding's a thing now? Where's Nancy Kerrigan? Listen, I understand that Tonya Harding had a hard life, okay?
Yes.
I'm with you, all right? I hear you, girl. Me too, all right? But have we all lost our minds?
Yeah.
Like, we're taking pictures with, this is 2018. We're supposed to be pure now, okay? We had a new start. We had a chance to be better, y'all.
Yes.
And now we're taking pictures with OJ and Tonya Harding's a thing again. Where's Nancy Kerrigan? You know what? I'm cool with Tonya if Nancy is sitting next to her, okay?
Ooh.
Then I'm okay with it. Let's hug it out. You know, it's women's night.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was a whole
Time's
thing.
Up.
Everybody's wearing black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here for it, right? We got the pins going. Sure. Okay, great.
Only
but where's Nancy? Can we find Nancy? Tonya.
She's not that interesting.
When did Tonya Harding become a sympathetic figure? What, am I losing my mind? I mean, I gotta see the movie, but like still, I regardless of whether I see this movie or not,
yes,
it is not going to change my opinion of what happened to Nancy Kerrigan. Okay? And don't come for me. All right? You better bring more than a baseball bat or a pipe or whatever you got. You're going to have to bring a little bit more than that, Tonya.
When Tonya's people come after you, please make me like the second or third person you call.
Tonya got people?
Tonya
got people or are they still in jail? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Mm. Listen, it's an American true story about class and race and distinction and class. We should celebrate our history, Joy.
Our history? Tonya Harding's my history now? No.
I don't think so.
I love figure skating, though. I'm very excited for it.
Really?
What? You don't like figure skating?
I'm excited for curling.
Curling is so boring.
Stop.
You know what? You're such a hipster. Ugh, I like curling. Nobody likes
I've
curling.
I've been in on curling for a minute now.
The only reason I like curling is because I used to have the Winter Olympics video game and curling.
You used to have the Winter Olympics? Was it a gift?
I don't know. I get to pick and choose what video games I get.
That's what kind of family
you grow up in.
That's fair.
This is what you're playing today. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Duck Hunt was my version.
Was it 75% off? Oh, I killed it, Duck Hunt. Literally. Literally.
I gotta move on.
Anyway, I had the Winter Olympics video game, and I was awesome at the ski thingy where you jump in the air really high. I don't know what that one's called. Ski jump. There you go. And listen, I'm not a snow person. And the curling thing. But nobody watches curling. If you watch curling, you're like, you want to be that person that says you watch curling, which is a hipster, which is you.
I want to make sure I see all the action.
Everyone loves figure skating. It's the best part of the Winter Olympics.
I'm too scared to watch it.
Everyone knows that.
It's like watching Ridiculousness or something.
All right,
okay.
Moving on.
Joy. I don't know if you're following the news.
Did you like lose your breath or something?
A little bit, yes, right. Thank you. Oprah is running for president.
Okay, yes. I mentioned earlier I encouraged Oprah to run
Oprah
for president with my hot tweet.
Is running for president. Yes, preaching the souls. Auntie O gave an acceptance speech so good that it made her the front runner for the 2020 election.
Yes.
Now, her running mates are still up for debate. Michelle Obama, Tom Hanks, Kendrick Lamar, after his performance.
Correct.
Everything's on the table. Joel, are you in or out on Oprah being the best president ever?
Okay. First of all, Oprah would easily be the best president ever without lifting a pinky finger.
I have to say this, though. BuzzFeed
Cars
just...
for everyone, first of all.
BuzzFeed just said that Trump said that he would beat Oprah in the 2020 election.
Don't make me laugh. Come on.
He said it.
Where did he say that?
He said it in BuzzFeed. He said it in BuzzFeed article. I'll beat him.
Oh, Trump is doing interviews with BuzzFeed now.
Yeah, I'll beat Oprah. He said in response to the White House
poll reporter. Does the top of that article that you're reading right now say satire?
Mm-mm. It says, Trump says he could beat Oprah in a political race.
This has not been validated, okay? I don't encourage fake news, and I don't know if what Brandon is saying is true.
It's true.
It is true.
Nahini Parsha said it.
He said it. This is real.
He said I'd beat it. He said I did one of her live shows. I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run, though. That's what he said.
Okay. Well, that part of it I think is true because Oprah is way smarter than all of us. And if she had any inclination that there was going to be anything that was going to disrupt her empire on this earth, there's no reason why she would run. However, Oprah is easily mopping the floor with Trump. That's not even a question. I don't even have to think about it. I don't even have to like retweet anything. If Oprah's running for president, it's a wrap. Oprah is the president.
You think so?
What does Oprah fail at?
Well, that's the thing. She only does things
okay,
she's good at.
All right. So, not only am I in on Oprah running for president, and yes. After that speech, I mean, what else is there? I could listen to Oprah preach to souls, honestly, all day. If Oprah is a preacher, I'm going to church. All right? And I don't know. I'm pinky toeing back into the whole church thing. It's basic. Baby steps.
Joy.
I told you I went.
2018.
Yeah, but you know what? The pastor, he did like a slideshow thing, like a PowerPoint.
You ain't been to church that long. You don't know they do PowerPoints now?
No. Yes.
They've been doing PowerPoints for the last day. They was doing PowerPoints back when Catholics said, and also with you. That's changed now, right? And with your spirit?
And with your spirit,
yeah. Let's change that. But I'm saying, they've been doing PowerPoints for a minute,
I told them I don't go to church.
Oh, my God.
They didn't do PowerPoints when I went to church. It was a long time ago. Okay, so that's new now. Yeah. All right, so that's normal.
It's normal, man.
I don't know if I can do that. Yeah, I'll just keep
it. It's easy to take notes.
Anyway, I don't take it. Who takes notes?
What do you go to church for if you don't take notes?
Listen, I want to be inspired. I'm just sitting there like, okay, and then how should I live my life?
You got to take it seriously, Joy. You got to
anyway,
get in there.
Oprah is amazing, and Oprah will definitely win the election if her running mate is The Rock.
The Rock! Get out of here.
Who is not voting for Oprah and The Rock?
Me.
Get out.
No.
Fired.
No.
You're fired.
Okay, on my last show, let me say this about The Rock.
What?
No. I really don't want to. I'm not afraid of the Beehive. I'm afraid of these invisible Rock fans, though. I really am. I think.
Only the biggest superstar in the world, period.
I want to see Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama ticket.
No, you can't have Michelle. We're not giving you Michelle. Michelle needs to remain unattached to this. She did her part as a first lady. She was wonderful. I can't have people coming for Michelle. Oprah can handle it.
Well, you're gonna have to get somebody better than The Rock for me to.
Who's better than The Rock?
Anybody else I named? Tom Hanks, Kendrick Lamar.
Tom Hanks. Kendrick Lamar is not
Joe Biden. I take Joe Biden a second. Can you be a vice president twice?
Joe Biden and Oprah. The Rock and Oprah. I'll give you Joe Biden. Okay. That's an amazing ticket. I was in with Oprah, but now, like, I mean, take all my money, all right? And I've never donated to a political campaign in my life. Have you ever done it? Well, this is silly, but have you ever donated to a political campaign?
No, I just signed up to vote.
I'm gonna have to do it for the first time in my life. I wanted on principle to never do that, but my friend is running for like state representative or something like that, so I have to.
Shouts out them.
I got to support. No, yeah, vote for Summer Lee. What's her name? If you live in Pittsburgh, vote for Summer Lee. All right. That's my political endorsement.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's move on. Petty Report. And I won't back down. What you got this week?
Oh, my gosh. Rome is falling. Okay, first of all, I just want to say this whole report in New England is based off the fact that last week was complete bore fest in the sports news world. So, what's stirring?
Yes.
Let's try and take down New England.
Yeah.
Okay, but apparently there seems to be a little bit more of a little more meat to the story than I originally thought. And the reason for that is nothing ever comes out of New England, right? It's a stone wall all the way around. If you have a leak, that leak is then, disposed of, if you will. I don't know how it works around there, but it feels like if you're the leak, you probably should not work there anymore because you are eventually going to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
They run a tight ship over there, and the pettiness is spilling out, and it's coming from everyone. So let's start at the top, where it always starts, and that's Robert Kraft, who, up until this point, has pretty much apparently let Bill Belichick run the situation. However, Jimmy G.
Mm-hmm.
And remind me about my Jimmy G point at the end of this rant, because I tend to forget things. But I have something to say about Jimmy G that's important.
Okay. I'm running down.
Jimmy G is in San Francisco right now, right?
Balling.
Yes. Fine.
He balling,
Fine.
You're always talking about these wins. He's getting all them.
Fine.
Okay.
So he's no longer in New England. There were thoughts that he was going to be the replacement for Tom Brady.
Yes.
Well, as it seems, throughout this whole ESPN report by Seth Wickersham, which everyone at this point has read, it is apparent that Robert Kraft forced Bill Belichick to trade Jimmy G.
Right.
Which is insane to me. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And from a business standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. From a football standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. And for a dynasty standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. But Bill Belichick has made it a point not to have personal relationships with his players for this reason.
Right.
So he doesn't have a personal relationship. I'm sure they have some relationship because they've been together forever,
mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But in general, he doesn't have these relationships. However, Tom Brady and Robert Kraft do have a personal relationship, which is apparently why this happens. So the petty weave continues.
Mm-hmm.
So he allegedly forced Bill Belichick to trade Jimmy G. Jimmy G is traded to San Francisco for a second round pick and Brian Hoyer. So there's like a person.
The air quotes around Brian Hoyer are disrespectful.
What do you mean? Brian Hoyer is completely fine. I'm not dissing Brian Hoyer. He is what he is. I'm just saying like he was cut and then they picked him up.
It's part of the deal.
Exactly. Which is what the air quotes are for. Anyway. Now, they've all released a joint statement.
Mm-hmm.
It's apparent that Bill Belichick, because the Cleveland Browns said that they wanted Jimmy G and were offering a first round pick, it's apparent that Bill Belichick just petty traded away Jimmy G for a second round pick just to prove a point to Robert Kraft, which is a problem. And now Tom Brady's getting all philosophical on Instagram. He's posting that that quote that everybody posts, the "I am the storm" quote.
Yes.
The storm said to the warrior, what is it? You can't withstand the storm. And then the warrior said, I am the storm.
The Last Samurai?
I don't know where the quote is from. It's on like every blog. Yeah, it's unknown.
Oh, okay.
It's on every blogger's page.
So somebody
ever
tweeted it.
Yeah. Of
the
when, like, when you're like, feel, you need to feel inspired. Just put that on your Insta story.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I've done it before. It works. Anyway. So there's turmoil, which is insane to me because this is so not the Patriot way. And it's all very, very petty. And I don't know who wins here because now there's these rumors that Bill Belichick might be going to the Giants, which I think is ridiculous. I think if they win a championship this year, mm-hmm. he stays because what are you going to do? I think if they lose, then, you know, it might become the unraveling of the sweater, if you will, like pull the thread and then everything falls apart. But
I think things can fall apart even if they win. Because, like, you're sitting there with old Tom Brady. You have no, like, dynasty backup to lean on.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
If Bill Belichick leaves,
yeah,
and Tom Brady's going to retire within the next, like, let's call it 2 years, oh, my God. Patriots could be so bad.
The Patriots are going to be bad. The day they got rid of Jimmy G, the time start ticking with the Patriots.
They flip the little hour glass. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've completely come around on Tom Brady for multiple reasons. Obviously, I hated Tom Brady my entire adult mm-hmm. life because he's made my football life pretty miserable. It's pretty easy to hate Tom Brady, but I've completely come around on him. One, because you just can't hate that kind of greatness. And two, because he wrote a nice letter to get my brother into the Hall of Fame. So
he's in the family.
I can't hate him anymore. Yeah. I just can't.
Yeah.
And I also thought he was railroaded.
By who?
By the NFL for Deflategate.
come on now. I'm not feeling sorry for Tom Brady for deflating the ball.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying. Okay.
Shouts out to motorsport.
That's it.
Okay.
Motorsport. Oh, you forgot my Jimmy G point. Oh.
Oh, okay. My gosh. So, I wrote it down,
so,
Joy.
Yes. So my Jimmy G point is this. Now having all this new information.
Jimmy G point.
Which obviously the Patriots have completely dismissed, but let's be serious.
Yes.
All right. We know where this is coming. Bill Belichick might as well have written a letter and sent it out because, I mean, that's where this was coming from. Right. Let's be serious. I did not have this information when I made my Jimmy G proclamation that he would be a bust.
I'll take that into consideration.
Okay. So I would like it to be taken into consideration that when I said that, I was under the impression that this was a Bill Belichick decision. Now that I know Robert Kraft forced Bill Belichick, the greatest football mind of our universe, to trade Jimmy G, even though he didn't want to, I have different feelings about Jimmy G's skills.
He's real.
I think it might be possible that he is. Yeah. Maybe next Tom Brady.
Definitely.
But I didn't have this information before when I made my proclamation, so I feel like I should be given a pass.
See what you... The mistake you made, you didn't follow your gut.
No, I should've followed your gut. I did follow my gut. I didn't have this information.
You got to follow your gut data with Jimmy. Look at him.
No, my gut data. Well,
look at him.
Yeah, he's very handsome. But is he too handsome? Because there's like handsome, and then there's too handsome, and then you can't be good because God can't give you everything.
Brady Quinn.
That is so mean.
He's so handsome.
He's a friend of the show.
That's my boy. He's still handsome as hell.
Okay, he's my boy too. But I mean, he's like wasn't very good in the NFL.
I can't throw a reference out there.
I'm saying he's terrible at football.
Okay.
DeMarcus
Russell.
That was Brandon that said.
DeMarcus Russell, too handsome to be good at quarterback. His name's Joe now.
Oh my God.
That's been so long. I can't keep up with all our names.
Oh, my God. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know I'm part of FS1's Undisputed with Skip and Shannon every weekday morning at 9:30 Eastern. And I also host the Daily Undisputed podcast that gives you the 5 best segments of the day, cut down to a short, smart show with the best of me, Skip and Shannon. So go subscribe to the Undisputed Daily podcast on all major platforms.
Do it.
We're going to do something new this week. Yes. We haven't done this before, but we did do it for our New Year's Awards, which was the DJ Khaled All We Do Is Win Award. And I forgot who we gave that to. Who did we give that to?
All You Do Is Win Award, LeVar.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Ball Family.
Ball Family.
Yes.
So because we do losers every week, we're going to be positive in 2018.
Nice.
So I'm going to give the first ever weekly award to the Alabama kicker, Andy Papanastos. Sounds good? We're going to call him Shaggy Legs. Mm. And the reason he is the winner is because he got saved by Tua. Because let's not forget that he missed a 36-yard field goal as time expired in regulation that would have won the national championship game. And boy, oh boy, if Georgia would have won, that poor kid's life would have been terrible.
That's not his fault. You saw
it's actually literally his fault.
No, he was on the sideline trying to practice his kicks, and then some guys who just made the travel trip. So we're trying to talk to him and hype him up. It's like, if you don't let that boy kick.
He missed one during the regulation too.
I know, but the people over there trying to talk to him, like, people want to get their camera time next to the kicker.
No. They know you have one job. The kick the ball through the thingies. That's it. That's your only job, and his life was saved. That's all I'm going to say. He should thank Tua. Get on his hands and knees and thank Tua every single day that he threw that rope and won the national championship game. Because if not, there was Nick Saban talking about he's the happiest he's ever been. No, Nick. Your happiness isn't even... It is inconsequential compared to this Andy kid because Shaky Legs, life is over if Georgia wins that national championship game when you had an opportunity to kick a stupid bunny kick into the thingies upright. So just give me a break on YouTube. They're going to be like, she doesn't know what a field goal is.
Say it, please.
He had the best night out of everyone because that was a disaster.
Okay.
Almost lost the national championship game. All right, time for losers. Loser power rankings.
Loser power rankings. These are the losers.
All right. Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Okay. What's going to happen to the Tennessee Titans in Foxborough this week will probably be illegal. All right. Let's just say the video, we won't be showing any footage from it because it'll be not safe for work.
Man.
I really feel badly for it. It's going to be awful. Like, I there's just no other way to put it. Should they just forfeit? Like, I don't. Do you really even need to like get on the plane?
You gotta play the game, Joy.
You gotta play the game.
You gotta play the game.
You gotta take your L like a man.
Okay.
So they came back and beat the stupid Chiefs. Which, I mean, come on. We really thought that was a thing. Who among you thought that was a thing? It was a cute season, all right. But like, give me a break. The Chiefs were not going to do anything. We already knew that. If you didn't know that, now you know. Anyway, so the Chiefs let the Titans come back from 21-3, which is so predictable. And the reason why they're losers is not only are they going to get their asses kicked by New England this weekend, which is just a foregone conclusion. And I mean, at me, bro, whatever. Like, sorry. they also had an opportunity to reset the table because Mike Mularkey was most likely going to be fired. And while I don't encourage people getting fired, like, this is the business that we're in, not that great of a coach. And if they had lost, he probably would have been fired. Possibly they would have gotten Josh McDaniels. And Mike Mularkey is not good in the playoffs. Not good in the playoffs. He has he's one of the worst head coaches to ever win a playoff game, statistically. Nobody cares about the actual statistic, but okay, you want me to read it?
Just one.
Only six coaches with a playoff win have a worse career win loss percentage than Mike Mularkey.
Dang.
You could have just taken my word for it. But the point is, they had an opportunity to reset the table, and they won this stupid game against the stupid Chiefs, so that they could go to New England and get their asses kicked, and now they have to stick with Mike Mularkey because who's going to fire a guy that won a playoff game? What is that noise?
I can't even.
I mean, it's... Yeah, there you go. You know, this guy. Here we go. All right, it's very cute. All right. Thank you for that.
No
problem. Loser number two.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts. And listen.
Your boy.
We do this, it's tongue-in-cheek, all right? We're not actually calling people losers because, you know, he's a kid. But he did not play well in the first half of the national championship game. Right. Tua came in, and it's Tua's job now. Sorry. And he handled it with grace, okay?
There's a quarterback battle going into next season.
No, it's not. It's
a quarterback battle.
No, it's not. He was 3-for-8 for 21 yards, and he was I don't care if he was 25-2 before that. It's Bama. Like, they're a very good football team.
Yes. Okay?
So it's very obvious that when you get benched in this for the second half of the national championship game and the guy that comes in throws an unbelievable pass after taking the stupidest sack I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
In overtime, you lost your job. Sorry. You're no longer the quarterback of Alabama.
I want to push back a little bit, but it really doesn't matter because quarterbacks for Alabama don't do anything.
No, they don't.
In the NFL.
That's fine. I mean, we're not talking about that. So for the next, you know, few years, Tua is the quarterback of Alabama.
Shout out to
Hawaii. Him. He's stone faced, man.
Yeah.
He won the national championship game and he was like,
no, I don't. I said my dad tricked me into watching the end of that game.
They were
with
in
him.
Cover two. And cover two. I was looking them off and the safety didn't move, so he just won the national championship game. He's like barely out of breath.
He said more about God and Jesus in his post game than he did about anything else. And you know what? Good for him. Good for him, Joy. He knows about the PowerPoints in the church.
Yes, he does.
What?
His prayer closet is pristine.
For now. Now he's a starting quarterback at Alabama.
Well, yeah. Hey. Now that temptation's going to start, buddy.
You need to start going to Wednesday Bible studies,
now
too.
Now you really need to buckle down. Keep the devil out. Yes. All right, devil's busy. We're busier, right?
He's coming.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Jalen Hurts. He's going to transfer. That's what happens there. Okay, our number one loser this week is Georgia teams. Also, the sun has decided to join us. It's been raining in L.A. for 2 days, which is basically the apocalypse.
People know how to drive with, like, this. It's raining outside.
God, it's impossible. They do the same thing in Miami. Although it rains every single day in Miami, so I don't understand it. It rains for 20 minutes every single day in Miami, all year round, right? And then it's sunny for the rest of the day. Here, it rains, and people think that their cars are literally going to melt if you drive a speed limit.
You
are not. Nothing is going to happen to you. Nothing's going to happen. Just drive your car. Just drive the car at the speed limit. I'm not saying you need to do donuts down the freeway, but just drive the car. Anyway, so that's why the sun is with us now. That's why the lighting is different. Anyway, Georgia team's the number one loser this week. Teams from Georgia have blown a combined 41-3 lead in the college football championship game and
that's
Super Bowl 51. No amount of points is enough if you're a Georgia team. If you're a Georgia team, you should play like your hair is on fire for the entire game because they're coming for you.
It's not fair.
There we go. Short one this time. Yeah.
It's not fair.
Obviously, the Atlanta Falcons blew a 28-3 lead, as we know. We'll go down in infamy as the worst choke job of all time. And the Bulldogs blew a 13-0 lead. First half of that game was Boarfest. I don't care what anyone says.
Of what game?
Of that game last night was a Boarfest.
The first half? What?
First half was a Boarfest.
What, are you just waiting for your prediction to come true?
No, it was a Boarfest. Anyway, also, look, I'm just going to speak on behalf of the fans, because maybe not a lot of people saw this last night. Trump was at the game. Everyone knew everyone saw that.
He looked like a mascot out there.
First of all, when did he forget how to walk? People are like pushing him.
Telling you.
I mean, be aware of your surroundings.
And he don't know
nothing
that
anthem. Surprises me about him, but I hear, and they're like, all right, Trump's about to walk out. I'm like, I got, must watch TV. Okay, I got to see what this guy does. Yes. So he comes out, he's clapping, doing the wavy thing. He's clapping for himself. I don't know why you're clapping. They're clapping for you. You're clapping for yourself. Not going to, you know, whatever. He can't figure out where to turn. All these, they're like pushing him, like turn time, turning to returning. We're going on the field now. Yeah. He doesn't know the words of the national anthem.
No.
Okay. I don't care what you say. That dude does not know the words of the national anthem. And it's obviously offensive considering everything that he has said this year. So jokes aside, offended to my core. I don't care. Triggered. The bottom line is he was there. So the security is insane. And you've got like 80% of the fans standing outside of the Mercedes-Benz Dome waiting to get in the rain.
Mm.
Oh, nothing is more frustrating than that. Logistics for things like of this nature that get messed up, it's the worst. When you're paying $2,000 for a ticket and you're stuck outside and there's a chance you're going to miss the kickoff, I mean, I'm speaking for you, fans. I'm speaking on behalf of the fans. That's horrible. And it was Trump's fault, but I'm sure they didn't care because, you know.
Well, I have to thank Kendrick Lamar as well as Donald Trump. I created a tweet that got put in the moments.
I saw that!
The moments for Twitter. You know,
Brandon!
Yes, you know.
You know,
there's,
I was very proud. It was a strong
those
tweet.
Days. There's those days tweet. Where you get, you create a viral content with your words, you know. So,
do you want to share it?
Shouts out 2018. I mean, if we're sitting here, let's see what it's at now. I said yesterday, I want a split screen of Donald Trump during the Kendrick Lamar halftime performance. I need it. I decided to omit ESPN, but I was going to at them.
Mm-hmm. We all know what network it was on.
262 retweets, 1,500 likes.
Whoa!
Yeah. So
I don't like things.
Famous now.
On Twitter, by the way. That's my thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't.
Like how Beyonce doesn't follow anyone.
Yeah.
I don't like things on Twitter. Yeah, because it's too much. I might change my mind.
You're pretty good with the retweet, so I'll let you
It makes
that.
It difficult, though, because I don't always want to retweet things. I do kind of want to just like it. Anyway, congrats on that. I saw that. That was a special moment for you. Thank and you. In all fairness, a very good idea. But Trump left before
I don't care where he was. I wanted that split screen.
Just following Trump's face.
Yes, wherever he's at.
Know, as he's trying to remember the words of the national anthem.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. Thank you for joining us.
What are you doing?
What? Oh, God, data facts.
What
I'm
are you
doing?
Just on tip. I know we're a little bit late. We've been running, but let me just get it.
What's the good
it's a little bit like? Of a switch.
Okay.
I saw the movie. People are done with Star Wars. Good data facts. Done with Star Wars joy. They try to bring in some progs or pogs. George Lucas, yeah, somebody in there tripping. I don't know what it is.
Oh yeah. The little things are now that's the weird thing about Star
Listen,
Wars.
Listen, get out
that's
of the casino
the
while
really
you can,
went
guys.
Jar Jar Binks wasn't a big deal. It's the cute little pogs that really put it over the edge for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's dumb.
All right, so people are done with Star Wars. That's your gut data fact?
People are done with Star Wars.
All right. Well, based off of what?
It was bad. It was bad. It's done. To get out of
this movie was not bad.
Lord of the Rings did that, and then it came back with The Hobbit, then they got Ghost. They got Ghost, Joy. They're collecting their pockets.
Nobody watched The Hobbit.
Okay, that's fair. I watched it on HBO.
The thing is back.
I know.
I did not watch The Hobbit. I don't have time for that. I have a certain amount of 3-hour movies I can watch in my lifetime, and The Hobbit is not fitting.
Okay, well, sequel to sequel, this last sequel made $800 million less than Force Awakens. That is the most. It trumps wrong choice of words. It overtook Transformers as the worst sequel to sequel in history.
Okay,
$800 million less.
That is a fact, and mm-hmm. your gut data fact. My gut data fact: Star Wars is going to survive. By the way, Black Panther trailer. Woo!
I'm reading the books right now.
I'm
reading them. You want them afterwards?
No, I don't read superhero
Quite
books.
Quite boring.
So. Well, the movie looks awesome. Yes. They had the trailer for it last night. All right, now we're done. Thank you for joining us this week. You did an awesome job, Brandon. Congrats on your viral tweet.
Thank you. Thank you so
making
much.
It to moments.
Appreciate
it's a big
it.
Deal. It's a yes. big deal for the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast. Make sure you subscribe and comment and rate us, if you will. High ratings only. That's all we want.
Yes, please. Yeah. No twos or ones about something we said. No. It's dumb.
No, thank you.
Be responsible.
No, just tweet me if you feel that you, you rather than the two or one, just tweet me and then, you know, I'll tell you I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not. Ooh.